Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 4, 2019. My thoughts on Twitter, December 4, 2019. The preparatory period is long, but do not cut the path short, rather persevere step by step. You may not pause or jump the stages. We are in the Creator's hands. And if he revealed the beginning of the path to us, we shouldn't change anything, but keep going in the same direction. I have to annul before the nine friends and raise them up to the level of the Creator, each moment lowering my ego before them. The Creator will work in the opposite way, showing my friends as increasingly worthless and full of flaws. This is where the work begins. How do we open the valve in the center of the ten, the passage into the spiritual world? To do this, pull out the plug with your teeth that clogs the heart of each of us in the ten. Our job is to fulfill three conditions. 1. To understand that everything is controlled by an upper force, besides which there is nothing. 2. This power is always good that does good. 3. To aim toward it through the center of the group. Thus, by following him we keep ourselves in the center, beginning to understand him. Relating to the group gives me the attitude, understanding, and the true picture of working inside the spiritual clee. All spiritual concepts, direct, reflected, and inner lights, and weakening of the screen will be revealed inside the group through its center. Not only do I relate disturbances to the Creator, but I treat each one as an opportunity to adhere to the center of the group even more. This is how I advance working with difficulties. The fact is that these are not disturbances, but help on the path, for this is how the upper force is leading us toward the goal. The Creator awakens broken desires in me, parts of the breakage. They are always revealed as disturbances, hurting me, scaring me, throwing me off balance. This is given to me as help to aim toward the goal of creation. I have to aim toward the center of the group and leave the bounds of my egoistic desire. The advantage of the light from within the darkness, the Creator keeps sending us obstacles so we can see what we stumble on. Our task is to understand that all disturbances come from the Creator, not to concentrate on them but to relate them to him and try to rise above them. Mulk, who doesn't feel anything, doesn't react without the first nine Sephirot before it. The nine Sephirot are always ready, but to develop the desire, Malkhut, is difficult, to enjoy to the point of getting the desire to unite with the first nine Sephirot, to feel and to hear what is outside of it, that is, the model of the first nine Sephirot, the depiction of the Creator, while I have to relate them all to him. At first our goal was to relate everything to the Creator, and now we also have to aim ourselves to the center of the group through all disturbances. Through all the obstacles, dissents, private, common, global disturbances, the Creator is correctly aiming us toward the goal, which becomes more and more clear as a result. I try to lower myself as much as possible to see my friends united and on a higher degree than I. The ten represents a spiritual vessel of the Creator for me, and its center is the Sephirah Yesod, which I attach myself to, as the manifestation of the Creator in relation to me, on a single source that everything comes from. I'm ready to admit that everything comes from the Creator, to see all evil as good in order to be under the protection of the good ruler and to hide from all the problems. The center of the ten is already a step outside my ego. Here I need the strong support of the group that I can rely on. The Creator gives us not one but nine parameters. The relation between the desire and light is only possible through the nine properties of light and one quality of the desire. Desire has only one wish, to be fulfilled. I see nine traits before me, and have to know how to relate to each one. Everyone in the tent sees himself as Malkhut, and his friends as nine first Sephirot. The Creator manifests himself to me in different ways, negative or positive, stirring jealousy, anger, pride inside me. I have to orient myself in such a way that by giving to the nine friends I give to the Creator. Tie yourself tightly to the source. The wisdom of Kabbalah differs from all other sciences in that this knowledge and attainment is delivered from generation to generation, from Kabbalist to Kabbalist, by the continuous chain that started from Adam HaRishon. Adam is called the first man because he was the first to receive the revelation of the Creator. After him, this knowledge was passed through all generations, 20 generations from Adam to Abraham and from Abraham onward. At each such stage, Adam HaRishon, Noah, Abraham, and so on, this wisdom was passed on and developed. Kabbalah is special because the student receives not knowledge but a connection to the source. The student must connect to the teacher and receive everything through him. He has no other way because the teacher is in front of him in the chain that connects to the source of this wisdom stretching from Adam HaRishon and further to the world of infinity. Conveying Kabbalistic knowledge depends on the connection between the student and the teacher. The main and highest conveyance is from mouth to mouth, belpeh, that is, through the mutual screens that work between them. However, there should be at least the conveyance from mouth to ear, pel or zen, the first stage of training. Kabbalah means reception of the reforming light and then of the inner light. Opening the path for the light is possible only through a mutual screen, through mutual efforts of the student and the teacher. Yet, by studying this wisdom by oneself, a student can receive only abstract knowledge. However, if we talk about the true wisdom of Kabbalah, that is, about delivering spiritual wisdom, then it is only possible through the transfer from teacher to student or group of students. Here it is necessary to form a special vessel, kli, an instrument for receiving the spiritual message passed from a higher source to a lower one. This does not mean that a student must be lower than the teacher in his spiritual attainment. An example of this is the Ari, who rose above all the Kabbalists who preceded him. It is unnecessary for each successive one in this chain to be lower than the previous ones. This refers only to the delivering of this knowledge, but its revelation in each Kabbalist corresponds to the root of one's soul and the efforts one has made. This thread of passing on the wisdom of Kabbalah stretches from Adam HaRishon through other Kabbalists, and everyone who wants to become a Kabbalist, that is, to receive attainment, must connect with the teacher. He cannot evaluate how high the attainment of the teacher is, and it does not matter. If this thread has cascaded down in such a way and was revealed to him, he has to tie himself as tightly as possible to the source, to the teacher, and tried to receive the wisdom of Kabbalah from this source. The most important thing in Kabbalah is, who did you learn from? This is the first question, who is your teacher? The main concern of the student is to clarify whether he is learning what he is taught. That is, he must be as close as possible to the message that the teacher wants to convey to him in order to connect to the teacher and through him to the whole chain stretching all the way to Adam HaRishon. From the first part of the daily Kabbalah lesson, the 20th of November 2019, Faith in the Rav. Male and Female, Part 5. Development of Relations Between Men and Women. Question: how can Kabbalah help establish a relationship between a man and a woman? Answer: we see that as humanity evolves, it becomes more and more difficult. Once relationships between a man and a woman were regulated by society, a village, a small town, religions, established customs, and so on. For example, men had rights, women did not, and everything was arranged in this way. Everything was very simple. A woman knew what her purpose was. A man knew what his purpose was. In principle, they both understood what they existed for and how they should live. There was no opportunity on their part to invent a new type of family, new types of cooperation, such as quid pro quo or something else. Everything was calm and clear. The girl was brought up in her family, the young man in his. From the relationship of their parents, they saw what it meant to live a family life. They grew up for this, married, and this is how they existed. All this continued until humanity began to go beyond its framework. There are degrees in the development of egoism, basic desires, such as food, sex, and family, and social desires of wealth, honor, power, and knowledge. As long as the development of desires does not go beyond the basic ones, everything is calm. Such societies can exist normally. They do not have any lofty impulses. Once society enters the degree where it begins to be interested in wealth, power, and knowledge, problems arise because these desires in people are much stronger than desires for food, sex, and family. Therefore, a person leaves the family to achieve more elevated goals. In general, here we have the confusion that we see in our time. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 31st of December 2018. Family and Marriage, Part 10. One Solution for All Kinds of Problems. Question: what does Kabbalah say about such phenomena as jealousy and betrayal in the family? How should we relate to them? Answer: it is natural because we are animals, and also humans to a certain extent. However, if our highest connection will determine everything else, then there will be no problems. We will always understand each other. Now everything is based on intimidation, for both husband and wife. The threat of divorce with all the related mess of police, courts, possible violence and whatnot is always an option. However, such an unsightly outcome should optimally be avoided. However, until we reach perfection and combine spiritual and material worlds, all such problems will continue. Also, those studying Kabbalah and correcting themselves will experience these problems no less than others, even more. Question: are you saying that there is one solution to all kinds of problems, the revelation of the Creator? When He is revealed, does everything become clear? Answer: we see even in our world that nothing else remains. Question: yes, but doesn't it take time? Answer: it doesn't matter. You need to do something to discontinue our current form of evolution, which leads us nowhere. Question: does Kabbalah give any solutions? Answer: we must begin to work, to constantly educate ourselves, and understand what we are. I am an animal, and if I engage in Kabbalah, maybe for a while I will become an even bigger animal, as it is said, increasing knowledge, increasing sorrow. A person's ego constantly grows, and he might not even be able to cope with himself. He understands his problems, but cannot do anything about it. He corrects them on the spiritual level and maybe falls on the egoistic, earthly level. But this is the path, nothing can be done about it. Question: you say, try, attempt, make efforts. Why? Answer: this is the path of evolution. Look at how everything plays out. Some individual rises, then falls, then disappears, then another, and a third, and so on, appearing and disappearing. This is the evolutionary path. We are doing nothing new on our Kabbalistic path, we are only accelerating time. Therefore, our life goes through such whirlpools. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 1st of January 2019. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, the 15th of September 2019. Question: does Kabbalah suggest investigating a person's reactions to one's attaining the force of upper governance? Answer: yes, it does. But besides that, even more. Question: can we rely on our senses to understand reality? Answer: if we advance correctly toward the goal and are in the process of development under the influence of studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, we can partially rely upon our senses, and understand them in a limited frequency range. Question: what is my illusion in regard to events or my reactions to those events? Answer: it is absolutely everything. Question: is it possible to achieve correction intuitively without studying the wisdom of Kabbalah if there is only a strong inner desire to attain the Creator? Answer: how could there be? What would you act according to? From your egoism, from your very great desire? What would be the reason for this? You would only increase your ego and wander within it, nothing more than that. Question. My feeling is different on each level. It is not at all like it was before because it is deeper. Is the Creator changing for me or am I changing? Answer, you are changing or the Creator changes with regard to you or within you. It is the same thing. How else could you determine it? I am changing. Therefore, the reflection of the world within me is changing. Question. How should I behave if I want to convey love to people while they think I pressure them? Answer. It is unnecessary to exert any particular pressure upon those people to whom you want to bestow love. It is best if you do nothing. First you need to feel that they call you, expecting such an attitude. Then you must fulfill this expectation. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 15th of September 2019.